Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, I would like to extend a special welcome to the Holocaust survivor, Mr. Roth, who kindly accepted to share his story with us today. We bow our heads to you and to all other survivors who went through unimaginable pain and then had the strength to build a new life. On behalf of the European Union, I want to thank you for honoring this event with your presence. Whoever listens to a witness becomes a witness, said Nobel Prize winner and Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel. Today, we will listen to you, Avraham Roth, and we will ensure that the next generation will remember the millions of Jewish women, men, and children, as well as all other victims, among them hundreds of thousands of Roma and Sinti, murdered during the Holocaust. Contemporary Europe was built on the ashes of the Holocaust. It is a defining, terrible legacy of European history. This is why today's commemoration will always remain such an important day for us. I am worried to see more hatred towards Jews again in Europe and beyond. We witness a rise of conspiracy theories and disinformation, often promoting anti-Semitic narratives. It happened, therefore it can happen again. It can happen, and it can happen everywhere. Italian-born Holocaust survivor Primo Levi famously said in 1986, but we are determined not to let history repeat itself. Every state around the world should honor all victims of the Holocaust, condemn Holocaust denial and distortion, and develop education programs to help prevent genocides from ever happening again. In November 22, the first ever EU civil society forum on combating anti-Semitism and fostering Jewish life took place. At the forum, the European Commission launched a network of young European ambassadors to promote Holocaust remembrance. And both the forum and the network of ambassadors are flagship initiatives of the 2021 EU strategy on combating anti-Semitism and fostering Jewish life, to support EU countries and civil society in their fight against anti-Semitism. Ladies and gentlemen, 2023 marks the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and of the Genocide Convention. These are two important milestones to recall our commitment to keep the memory of the Holocaust alive, even after the last survivor has passed away. Holocaust denial, distortion, and trivialization are against EU law and EU values. The EU made the unequivocal commitment to ensure that such atrocities never happen again. We have a duty to preserve the memory of all the victims and their suffering. We owe it to those who perished in the Holocaust, and we owe it to the survivors, and we owe it to our future generations. Facts matter, and history matters. I thank you.